This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, dear friends. We have an amazing topic today. Parshas Acharei Mois. We're going to speak about Parshas Acharei Mois. And before we begin, some public service announcements. First of all, Pesach Sheni is coming up. Make sure you have Rav Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem in English and in Lashon HaKodesh. Bezras Hashem, this volume is being worked on now in Yiddish and in Spanish. But make sure you have Rav Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem and learn how Rav Meir is deeply connected to Pesach Sheni. And next week already is Lag BaOmer. So make sure you get Lag BaOmer, The Fire and the Soul, published by Art Scroll. Bezos Hashem, the next volume in the queue is a Sefer Tzipisa LeYoshua of the Chafetz Chaim. Translated, annotated, footnotes, and major essays on the topic of yearning for the coming of Mashiach. I was able to get the first edition of Tzipisa Yeshua, one of them, published actually in Boston. And Bezras Hashem, this Sefer is primed to come out in the 3 weeks, B'siyata D'shmaya. If anybody would like to participate in his publication, please let us know. Parshas Acharei Mois. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon B'karvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Daber El Aharon Achicha V'yau Yavoi V'chol Yisrael HaKodesh. You can't come at all times to the Holy of Holies, mi beis ha-pareichas, inside the pareichas, el pnei ha-kaparis, to the face of the kaparis, asher al ha-aroin. Don't come at any time, v'lo yamos, so you don't die, ki be'anon e-ra'el ha-kaparis. Literally, my glory appears in a cloud on the kaparis, and therefore you can't come there whenever you want. However, Chazal say, ki be'anon, you could only come with the Anan HaKetoires on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only day that the Kohen Gadol could come into the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ki im be'anan. The Pashup Shad is, because my presence is in the cloud, you can't come in. The Medrash Darshan's ki be'anan. Only with the cloud of the Kapoires can you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, if you scroll down to a little bit later on in the parsha. This parsha describes in detail, step by step, the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. And we have a tradition that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is toivel 5 times, and he washes his hands and his feet 10 times. What are these different times? Every time he changes his clothing, he goes to the mikvah, and he washes his hands and his feet 2 times. And when he goes back and forth from the white clothing to the gold clothing, we know that the Kohen Gadol does the avodah on the inside of the Kodesh in the white clothing. He does the avodah outside in the gold clothing. The reason he doesn't wear the gold clothing inside is because Ein kategor nasa sanegar, the gold will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel, and the prosecutor will not cannot become the defendant. Ephraim, you have a question? Your hand is raised, but you're muted. Okay, so we have a tradition that the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and his feet 10 times, and he's toivel 5 times. In between, he goes back and forth, from Big Day Zohav to Big Day Lavan, and so on and so forth. There are a number of anomalies that we have to point out in Parshas Acharei Mois, and one of them is the fact that nowhere in this Parsha does it say that all of this service is done on Yom Kippur. You read the Parsha, And you would think this is something Aaron does all the time. Yeah, but could somebody tell me when? When does Aaron bring the par ben bakar? You'd say, oh, on Yom Kippur. Really, Yom Kippur? So why doesn't it say on Yom Kippur? You know where you have to get to in order to know that he brings it on Yom Kippur? You have to go all the way to the end of the subject, right before Revi'i, where the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Chavtes, V'hoysa lochem chukas haylam b'achoydesh Hashvi be'asar l'achoydesh Te'anu es nafsho yiseichem V'chom lacha lo yisasu ho ezrach V'hager hagar b'soichichem. Not until Pasuk Chavtes do we know that this will be the statute b'achoydesh hashvi chukas oylam v'hoysa lochem chukas oylam. Why? And then again, in Pasuk Lamed Daled, so we don't know that this Avodah is done on Yom Kippur until the very end of this subject matter. Why didn't it tell us right away, like it usually does? Typically, when the Torah tells us about Karbanos, first it gives the date, and then it tells you the Karbanos. Not so on Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, first it tells you all the Karbanos to bring, and then it says, oh, by the way, you know when you do this whole ritual? On Yom Kippur. Why does it wait to give you the date until the story is all over? And that's one of eight questions we're going to ask on the Psukim in the beginning of the Parsha. Be'ezos Hashem Yisbarach, we're going this coming Wednesday night to Lithuania and Latvia and Belarus. And we're going to the Kvarim of Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk and the Vilna Gaon. So you're probably wondering, how are you going to tie together Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Vilna Gaon, and the beginning of Achrei Mais? Well, just you watch. Because if you don't know this Vilna Gaon, it is impossible to understand Parshas Achrei Mais. Here we go. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, you know, you would expect that if the Torah is listing the ritual of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, it's probably listing it in order. No, it's not listing it in order. Because if you go to Pasuk Chav Gimel, after the Torah describes the bringing of the par of Aharon, and that he should wear his white clothing, and the two se'irim of Bnei Yisrael, and Aaron bringing his par, and then Aaron bringing the ketores, and then taking the dam ha'par and sprinkling it, and shechting the se'ir achatos, and then he going out to the mizbeach and atoning with the dam ha'par and the dam ha'soyer, and sprinkling it, and putting his head, his putting his hands on the head of the Sawyer, and throwing the Sawyer off the cliff. So you would expect the next thing Aaron does is Pasuk Chav Gimel. Uva Aharon Eloi Helmoyed Ufa Shades Bigdei Habor Asher Lavash Bevoyo Yela Koidesh Vihini Cham Sham. Aaron will come to the Oyel Moyed. He'll take off the linen garments that he wore there. And he'll leave the linen garments there because he's done with it. Rashi says he's goines them. He's done with the white garments. So Aaron will come to the Oyel Moed. He'll take off his white garments. He'll leave the white garments there. And then, says Rashi, this pasuk is out of order. This pasuk is not in the right spot. Can you imagine such a thing? This pasuk is out of order. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Sinu, she'ein ze mekoymet shemekrozeh. And the reason is, V'nasnu tam l'devrayim. The Chachamim explained why they say this pasuk is out of order. They explain in Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Beis. V'amru, they say, Kol ha'parsha kula nemra ala seder, chutz mi biyazu. This whole parsha was set in order, except for this coming. The coming, if, by the way, friends, it's worthwhile to have a chumash open in front of you. The pasuk, Uba aharoin, Eloyo moyed, ufashadis bigdei habad, asher lavash, Bevoyoy el HaKodesh. This pasuk is out of order. Says Rashi, this pasuk of coming to the Oyel Moed and taking off his white clothing, this pasuk is after he brought his oila. Acharas sias oila soy v'oila sa'am v'haktaras imurei par v'soyer shenasim b'chutz b'bigdei zahav. After he did the various karbanos, the oila, the oilas ha'am, the haktara of the imurei par v'soyer that were done outside in the gold clothing, he was toivel, he would wash his hands, he would take off the golden clothing, he would then put on the white clothing, he would come to the Oyel Moed, Uba Aron El Oyel Moed, to do what? To remove the spoon and the shovel of Ketores that he was Maktir Lefnayu Lefnim. And after he took the spoon and he took the pan that he was Maktir the Ketores, he took off his white clothing. And after he took them out, he put on his gold clothing for the Tamid Shoben Arbayim. So in other words, this pasuk Uba Aroin, pasuk Chav Gimel, comes after Chav Dalet, after Chav Hey, after Chav Vav, after Chav Zayin, after Chav Ches. After all of that, then Aaron comes, he puts on his white clothing to remove the spoon, and then he's done with the white clothing. So what's the order of the day? Says Rashi, Tamid Shal Shachar BeBigdei Zahav, the carbon tamid shel shachar in gold clothing. By the way, you should have kavana that when you learn this, Hashem should reckon it as if we're actually being makdir these and makriv these karbanis. You know, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua that one way of showing our anticipation for the coming of Mashiach is by studying kodshim. Chafetz Chaim says that kodshim is considered an area of Torah, like Arachayim and Choshen Mishpat, that's Noigeya Halacha L'maisa. Why? Because since by learning it, it's considered as if you brought it, so it's considered like Halacha L'maisa. You know, the Chafetz Chaim says that's an advantage of the Beis HaMikdash not being built, because Bizman Hazeh, when we learn Kodshim, it's like we're mocked, Hashem considers it right now on a random Monday, like we're doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash is built, it can only be considered like doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. See, now it's considered like we do it every day. Okay, so first, the Rashi says, they brought the carbon tamid shel shachar and the gold clothing. Then the avoida of the par and the soyer and the ketores of the machta in the white clothing. Then the aisle of Aaron and the aisle of the in the gold clothing. Then he would take the spoon and the pan in the white clothing. And then he would finish up the musafim and the tamid shel ben arbayim and the ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the gold clothing. So basically, this pasuk is out of order. So what's the correct order? Says the Rashi, the correct order is v'shachat v'shalach es hasoyer b'amidbar. That's the end of Chav Beis. Then v'rachatzes v'sari b'amoyim Chav Dalet. Then v'yatzev asa soy lasoy Chav pasuk Chav Dalet, then ve'es chilav hachatos Chav Hey, then the whole parsha until ve'achrei chin yovei lamachane, and then uba aharoin before pasuk Chav Zayin, ve'es parachatos yisachashuv adam. Then Aaron goes back in to get the spoon. This way, why do we have to read it that way? Because we have a tradition that every time he changed his clothing, he went to the mikvah. And he washed his hands and feet twice. We have a tradition, he went to the mikvah 5 times. And he washed his hands and feet 10 times. And if the psukim are in order, it would come out, he only went to the mikvah 3 times and he washed his hands and feet 6 times. Because right now, the pasuk of Chav Gimel, which, if you read it in order, so then, after he did the avoid of the sar in his golden clothing, and if this is in order, then it would come out after he did the Miksas Musafim, the Big Day Zahav, in other words, right now, when it says that he took out the Hoitzos Kaf Umachta, the Big Day Lavan, it's written right after Avoidas Par Vesara Pnimiyim, the Big Day Lavan. So, in order to separate the two Avoidas, the Big Day Lavan, we have to say that it's out of order. Look in the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Beis. It says, Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Uba Aaron Elo Yomayed. Aaron comes to Elamayed, Lama Huba. What's he coming for? He's coming to remove the spoon and the pan. Shakala parsha kula nemrala. Say that this whole parsha is written in order. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, except for this pasuk. My taima, Amar Rav Chisda, Gemiri, we have a tradition. Chamesh tvilois, five immersions. Vaasara kiddushin, and 10 sanctifications. Toivel koyin gadol, umekadesh boi b'yayim. V'i kisidron, and if the psukim were written in order. Leimishkachasu ela sholosh tvilois, v'shisha kiddushin. You're only going to have three immersions and six washing of the hands and feet. Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda minayin l'chamesh tvilois v'asar kedushin shetoyva kohen gadol mekadesh b'yayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, how do you know that five tvilois and 10 kedushin the kohen gadol would be toivel and be mekadesh on that day? We learn it out from Uba Aaron Eloy Omoyed Upashas Big Day Habad V'rachatz V'sarvayim Makam Kadosh. So from there we learn out that every time he changes he needs tvila and kiddush. So I made this easier for you. I photostated the Seder of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur from a footnote in the Gemara Yuma Maduras Schottenstein. Schottenstein is the Art Scroll Gemara. So look, this is the order. Aleph, Karben Tamid Shel Shachar, and some of the Musafim in gold. Two, the Avodah HaMiuchedas Yom HaKippurim, the Par V'Soyer, in Matan Damim, Haktaras Haktores, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the sending of the Sar LaZazel, in white. Now in the Torah it's written, then Aaron goes and takes out the spoon in white. But that can't be, because then you'll only have gold, white, gold. And it'll be three tefillos and six kiddushin. So therefore we have to say it's out of order. And what comes next is, Aroin is Makriv, the aisle of the Kohen Gadol, and the aisle of the Am, and the other Musafim. Then he goes back in to take out the spoon, and the shovel, and he's Mekadesh, Big Day Lavan. And then, Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim, the Tamid of the Beinu Arbayim, Haktaras Haktaras Shal Amazbech Hazov, fine. So that's the way to read Parshas Achrei Mois. Pasuk Chav Gimel is out of order. The basic question you could ask here is, why did the Torah write Pasuk Chaf Gimel out of order? I understand, because we have a tradition that there are five immersions and 10 washings of the hands and the feet, you're forced to say Pasuk Chaf Gimel comes after Aaron is Makriv, his ayal, in the Big Day Zahav. But if we do have such a tradition, let the Torah write what the Kohen Gadol needs to do in order. Why would it write it out of order? The Chaye Adam, who Bez Hashem we're going to be visiting this week, was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Avram Danzig. And he brings down seven questions on Parshas Achrei Mois. And we're going to ask and add an eighth question. So if tonight was Pesach and tomorrow night was Pesach, you could do four questions tonight and four questions tomorrow night. Question number one. B'parshas Achrei Mois, yesh ledakdek harbe. There are a lot of dikdukim that you can make. Number one, the Mishuna Parsha Zu Mikol HaParsha Shebetorah. This Parsha is different than any other Parsha in the Torah. Because first it says, in every other parsha in the Torah, it first says what day you bring the karbanos, and then it says what karbanos to bring. Like in Emor or in Pinchas, it says on the 14th of the month, bring the karban. And here it says the karban to bring, And then it says, by the way, when do you do it? In the seventh month, on the 10th day. Don't you think the parsha should start off by giving the date and then telling you which karbanos to bring? Number two. You know, it concludes, V'chiper ha-koyin asher yimshach. In Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'chiper ha-koyin asher yimshach oisai, V'asher yimaleas yodei lechahin, tachas aviv. It says, who brings these karbanos? The koyin. Okay. So then, could somebody tell me why it says a million times in the parsha, Aroin, 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 Aroin. We know this is only the Kohen. V'zois yavai Aroin el HaKodesh. V'hikriv Aharoin. V'nosan Aharoin. V'hikriv Aharoin. V'hikriv Aharoin. And then it says, V'samach Aharoin. Uva Aharoin. How many times does it need to say Aaron? Just use a pronoun. I mean, how many times does it have to say his name? We know it's going on the Kohen. So why does it have to repeat again and again and again? Aaron, 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 Aaron. Number three, there's the Machlokes in the Gemara, Rebbe and Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. One opinion holds the aisle that it says here is the aisle of the Musafin in Parshas Pinchas. You know, so then, could someone tell me, why does the Torah say here, the ayal, more than any of the other karbanos hamusafim that are not mentioned in Achrei Mois? In Achrei Mois, it doesn't tell you what the karban musaf of Yom Kippur is. You have to go to Parshas Pinchas to learn what the karban musaf of Yom Kippur is. So if this is not the makayim for the karban musafim, only for the other specific karbanos for Yom Kippur, why does the Davka mention the Ayil and no other carbon? Question four. It says, V'haysa lochem l'chukas oylam. In Pasuk Chavtes, V'haysa lochem l'chukas oylam. It will be for you an everlasting statute. And then in Perek, few psukim later, Pasuk Lamed Daled, V'hoysa zois lachem l'chukas oylam. But we just said in Pasuk Chavtes, V'hoysa lachem l'chukas oylam. Why does it repeat it two times? And I would add, why the first time does it not say the word zois, and the second time it says V'hoysa zois lachem? Yeah, that's question five. In other words, the Gra asked both questions. The Chayyadim, asked both questions. Number one, why does it say Chukas Oilam twice? Why the first time does it say V'hoysa Lachem Chukas Oilam and the second time V'hoysa Zois Lachem Chukas Oilam? And then the Parsha ends off, V'yaz Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Aaron did what God commanded Moshe. Really? Oh, wow, what a nice guy he is. What a good job, Aaron. Good boy, Aaron. You did what God commanded Moshe. Well, I would have thought Aaron would have gone to Florida. Oh, Kamashmala, no! He did what God told Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, is that really so noteworthy? What would you have expected? Friends, fasten your seatbelt. Because even though Rashi learns, Parshas Achrei Mois, that this is the way that Aaron could enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with this protocol, with this procedure, the whole parsha indicates it has nothing at all to do with Yom Kippur. That somehow Aaron, maybe, can do this even if it's not Yom Kippur. In fact, the Medrash seems to imply, B'chol Eis, V'al Yavoi B'chol Eis, Yesh Eis L'shah. Sometimes Eis means an hour. V'al Yavoi B'chol Eis. Sometimes Eis means a Yom. Sometimes it means a year. Sometimes it means 12 years. Sometimes it means 70 years. Sometimes it means forever. Hashem says to Moshe, no, not like you think. It doesn't mean an hour or a day or a year or 12 years or 7 years or forever. Whenever you want to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the Medrash seems to indicate, that he could go in at any time. So what does this mean? Are we reading the Medrash right? Let's begin with the Sfarno. The Sfarno says, we have to go to next week's Parsha. Next week, there's no Shir on Monday, so I have to get in Parsha's Emor a little bit, okay? You know, in Parsha's Emor, it talks about the lighting of the menorah, and it says, Ya'aroich oisoi aharoin. Ya'aroich oisoi aharoin. Why Aroin? Any Kohen could light the menorah. You don't need the Kohen Gadol to light the menorah. Even a Kohen Hedyard could light the menorah. Says the Sfarno, Af al pi shehoisa hadlakas hanerois, v'chein ketoiras hatamid, k'shera b'Kohen Hedyard, ledoirois, like Chazal say. It also says Aroin in next week's Parsha by the lighting of the ketoiras, by the carbon tamid. So why does it say Aroin? Nevertheless, says the Sfarno, it says Aroin by the lighting of the menorah. It says Aroin by the burning of the ketoiras. Why? Ki amnam kol yemei hamidbar haya inyan hamishkan b'chol yaim ki inyanoi ledoirois b'yoyim akipurim. The 40 years in the midbar, what the mishkan was daily, was what is for us once a year on Yom Kippur. Why? Because when... What's the reason? When are we allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur? Ki be'anan Eirael HaKapayrus. Hashem says, you want to go on Yom Kippur? With the cloud. Ah, but in the Midbar, there was always a cloud. There was a cloud of the Anani HaKavayt. In other words, says Asfarno, what's special about the allowance to go into the Mishkan, Davka on Yom Kippur? When Aaron produces the cloud through the Ketoiras, that cloud allows him entry. So in other words, if you want to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to do so with a cloud, the cloud of the Ketoiras. Says Asfarno, in the Midbar, they had Anani HaKavod every day, so every day they could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What was Yom Kippur? In other words, what the Mishkan was every day in the Midbar was what Yom Kippur is for us. V'zeki b'chol yimei Amidbar nemar ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan yoimam ve'esh tialayla boy. Therefore, so since every day in the Midbar was like Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur only the Kohen Gadol lights the menorah. Only the Kohen Gadol brings the ketoiras. So in next week's Parsha, when it talks about the lighting of the menorah and the lighting of the ketoiras, since it was in the Midbar, only Aaron could do it. Because the Midbar had a din every day like Yom Kippur. So, remember we asked 6 questions on the Parsha, Acharei Mois. We added, why is Pasuk Chav Gimel out of order? Why is Pasuk Chav Gimel out of order? That was an added question. Why is this Pasuk out of order? And we're going to add an 8th question. The question is going to be, you know, in Pasuk Chav Tes, it says, V'hoysa zoysachem l'chas oylam. It doesn't say, Achas bashana. And Pasuk Lamed Dalid, when it says, V'hoysa zoysachem l'chukas oylam, Achas bashana. Why the first time does it not say, Achas bashana, and the second time it says, Achas bashana? So, there comes the Meshech Chachma, and the Meshech Chachma quotes the Vilna Gaon that we're about to see quoted by the Chayei Adam, that Aroin in the Midbar was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim every day. His children were allowed to go in only on Yom Kippur. That's why in this Parsha it says Aroin, 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 Aroin. Because we're not talking about Yom Kippur. You see anything about Yom Kippur? What does Acharei Mois have to do with Yom Kippur? Doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. This is talking about every single day. Oh, every single day? You could go into the Holy of Holies? Yeah! Who? Aroin, 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 Aroin. And that's why it says, V'hoysa zois Lachem l'chukas oilam. This is for you an everlasting statute. And it doesn't say once a year. But then it repeats again. V'ayisazois lachem l'chukas oilam. For the rest of Klal Yisrael, it's only achas bashana. It's only once a year. Says the Meshech Chachma. He quotes the Medrash that Hashem says to Moshe, not like you think. Not an ace for an hour, not an ace for 12 years, not an ace for 70 years, not an ace forever, but whenever you want to go in, you could go in. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Sefer Gevi'ah HaKesef. He brings in the name of the Gra that Aaron was always allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with this Avodah, except for his children were not allowed to, only on Yom Kippur. What's the reason? The Svarno says at the end of Emor that the reason why it says by the Ketores and the Menorah, Aaron, 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 because in those 40 years that the Anan was on the Mishkan, it daily had the status on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Avoida and the Heichal, where the Anan, Ananiah Kovid, rested during those 40 years, it was always like Yom Kippur. Ki be'anan e'ra'e ala kapoires. Therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oilam achas bashana, that l'doirois, it was only on Yom Kippur. Because then Klal Yisrael were on the level of Malachi Ashares, and we were allowed to go in. But in the times of the Midbar, Aaron was allowed to go in at any time. Okay, so I want to show you the Chayei Adam quoting the Vilna Gaon. This is found in the Sefer Chachmas Adam in Matzeves Moshe. He says, Venerali, it would seem to me, Al pi ma she'shamati b'shem Areinu Hagoyin HaChosid, Rav Elio of Vilna, who is medakdek based on Rashi, who says Pasuk Chav Gimel is out of order. And the Vilna Gaon says as follows. The Vilna Gaon wants to know, V'chila yuchala toira l'sadar apsukim k'moshe sidram Rashi. You know, Rashi says, here's the real order of the Parsha. So, when Hashem told Moshe to write the Torah, why couldn't Hashem tell Moshe to write the Torah the way Rashi said to do it, in order? Why did Hashem tell Moshe to do it out of order? Says the Vilna Gaon, quoting the Medrash, that the Medrash seems to say that Aaron was allowed to go in at all times. Says the Gaon, the Torah wrote it very precisely. The Gemara only says that the Pasuk Uba Aaron is Shaloi Keseder, it's because we have a tradition that he went to the mikvah 5 times and he washed his hands 10 times. But that's only on Yom Kippur. But that's not to say that way, and that's halacha l'moshe miSinai, that you need 5 immersions and 10 washings. But when Aaron wanted to go in the rest of the year, there was no such halacha l'moshe miSinai that Aaron had to go to the mikvah 5 times and wash his hands and feet 10 times. For Aaron, he could go to the mikvah 3 times and wash his hands and feet 6 times. So for the rest of the year, the Pasuk Chav Gimel Ba'Aaron was written in order. These words of the Gaon, V'toiras emes hoisa befiu usfasayim rishak, mwah! Give him a kiss. Now, the Chayei Adam says this medrash was hidden from a Sefer Yedei Moshe, that where it says Aaron entered B'chol Shah to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he says it's a Taz Sefer. And he says you have to change it to on Yom Kippur. It's not true, because the truth is Aaron was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time. So in Parshas Tetzaveh, where it says V'chipar Aaron achas b'shana, meaning once a year he had to, but any other time he was allowed to. Says the Chayei Adam, this answers all the questions. Question number 1. Question number 2. Why doesn't it say the date that First, it should say you bring these karbanos on Yom Kippur, and then it should tell us the ritual. Why does it wait to the end? The answer is because this is talking to Aaron. To Aaron, you don't have to wait till Yom Kippur. You could do it any day. Question two, why does it have to say Aaron, 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 Aaron? Because this allowance to do it any day was only to Aaron. Question number three, of all the musafim for Yom Kippur, why does it only say the ayil? Because we're not talking here about the karbanos of Yom Kippur. We're talking about the karbanos that Aaron needed to bring to go in any time of the year. Question four and five. First of all, why does it say twice? And why only the second time, Zois? The answer is, the first time it says it, it's going on Aaron. And it's going on his ability to bring these karbanos daily. And then when it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'hoysa zois lachem, it's talking about a new subject. It's not talking to Aaron. It's saying that in future generations, you could only do for you, you could only do it once a year. That's why it says, Achas Bashana. Okay, so this is the amazing approach of the Vilna Gaon, and the Meshech Chachma says the reason Aaron was allowed to go there always is because since the Anani HaKavod rested on the Mishkan, it always had the status of Yom HaKippurim. It's interesting that in the Sefer Pirkei Torah of Rav Gifter, he brings that according to the Sfarno, that the Oyal Moyed had a din of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How was Aaron allowed to go every day to do the Avodah? Unless you say he actually did this whole ritual daily when he entered the Oyal Moyed. So, you know, that's something to think about. But I want to bring to your attention a few other Sfarnos. The Sfarno says at the end of Pekudei that the concentration of Shechina in the Mishkan was such that we didn't have this level in Mishkan Shiloh. We didn't have this level in the first Beis HaMikdash. We didn't have this level in the second Beis HaMikdash. But we'll have it even more in the third Beis HaMikdash. It should be built and established in our times. Like the Pasuk says, Va'ani eya lo no'om Hashem choymas eish saviv. Ulechavoyd eya besoicha. Let's take a look at the Sfarno inside. Uvhei alois ha'aran. Kol kachos ha'shriyas ha'shchina keva b'mishkan. The residing of the Shechina was so established in the Mishkan, Shaloi Hoya Mistale Klau Misham, that it never left. Acho Yisrael Tzrichim Lensaya, until the Jews had to travel. This did not exist in Shiloh, in the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, but we'll have more in the Bayis Shlishi. According to this, friends, would it come out that if we didn't have the, in other words, think about what the Sfarno is saying. The Gra holds that the Anan was so powerful in the Mishkan that it rendered it every single day like Yom Kippur. But we didn't have that in the Mishkan at Shiloh. We didn't have it in the first Beis HaMikdash or the second, but we'll have it again in the third. Well, if we'll have it again in the third, does that mean La'asad Lavai? Aaron will be able to go every single day back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Does that mean Aaron will have to be Meitiv and Makdir the Ketores? In other words, the same way the Sfarno said that, why does it say that Aaron has to light the menorah and be Makdir the Ketores, but even a regular Kohen could do it? No, because in the Mishkan, the concentration of Shechina on the Mishkan was so great that it was like Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol is madlik the Neirois and makdir the Ketores. And I would add, does that mean la'asid lavai, the Kohen Gadol will be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim every day? But I want to bring a third Sfarno to your attention. It's a Sfarno we speak about a lot. The Sfarno says on the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Zois HaChaya Asher Toichelu, about the prohibition to eat non-kosher animals, the Sfarno says, what took so long? We don't find that after Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He warned us about only eating kosher animals. Not until after the Chet HaEgel, all the way in Shmini, do we have any mention about eating kosher. And the Sfarno says like this. Originally, the plan was Hashem was going to dwell Hashchina on every Jew. And we wouldn't need a Mishkan. The Shechina would rest on us. But now after we divested ourselves from the spiritual wealth that we got at Kabbalah HaTorah, that the Shechina would have dwelt on us, and Hashem said, I'm not with you anymore. So now Hashem had to elevate us by giving us the mitzvah of eating only kosher food, so that through the medium of the Mishkan, Hashem will dwell His Shechina among us. But la'asid lavai, the Shechina will not be specifically on the third base of Mikdash, but rather, again, the Shechina will be on every single Jew. So, if that's the case, if when the Sfarno says there'll be more Shechina on the third base of Mikdash than even in the first or second, it will be like in the Mishkan, but the way it will be more, maybe, is by resting on every Jew. But then it doesn't necessarily mean that the Mikdash itself will have the Anan and then have the status of Yom Kippur, because the concentration of Shechina then will be maybe different, it will be on the Jew itself, and then maybe the Kohen Gadol won't have to bring the Ketores and light the menorah every day. Or maybe we'll say the other direction, every Jew will have this intense Hashras Hashchina, so for every Kohen it will be like Yom Kippur. So then maybe every Kohen will be allowed to do the Ketores and the menorah. In fact, the Baal HaTurim says, La'asid lavai, every Jew will have the status of a Kohen Gadol. Be it as it may, this is the amazing approach of the Vilna Gaon, that the reason why you have all these anomalies, why the parsha is out of order, why it says Aroin, why it says Chukas Olam two times, it's all because Parshas Achrei Mois is not for Yom Kippur. It's written for Aroin for any occasion. It's only in the end of the parsha it says, by the way, in future generations, if the Kohen Gadol, the descendant of Aaron, wants to go in, he has to do it in this way. And then for him, Taka Pasuk Chav Gimel is out of order. But the way the parsha is written for Aaron, it's written in order. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's what we have in Parshas Achrei Mois. I wish you all a beautiful rest of the week. This week, the weekly share will be Tuesday night, and everyone's invited to join us at 8:30 Tuesday night. And next Monday, there is no share. Okay? Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brach tia.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.